Game length has an intrinsically discriminating effect. The longer a game requires to play, the fewer people will be attracted to the game. That's a reality of the market, and it shouldn't have a deterrent effect on designing long games, but it's important to be realistic. A longer game will not only be harder to market, it will be harder to recruit willing playtesters and harder to find available slots of time in which to playtest. Thus, it will also be harder to design. These considerations suggest that it's beneficial to determine from an early stage in the design just how much action the game is going to require to provide a satisfying player experience, and to get that down to the minimum that it can possibly be, but no shorter. Our axiom about a game's ending shapes how we should think about length. Our goal is to drive a game toward its conclusion, but like a good story, a good game will have an arc with a discernible beginning, middle, and end. In the beginning, players are establishing their positions, making first contact with their opponents, distinguishing the things that they might focus on. The middle game is the development of those early positions. Strategies come together. You start to care more about certain things and pursue them more aggressively. You and your opponents start to jostle more. The niceties that lubricated the early game state now give way to the friction of competition for limited goods and limited rewards. Then the end game provides the payoff. A memorable game builds an excitement as the game gets closer to its conclusion, and the end game represents the fulfillment of things that were set into motion all the way back in the beginning of the game, and that unfolded during development. Latency and how to reduce it. Although players will sometimes lament that a game is too short, it's much more common to hear that a game is longer than the player wishes it were. It's important to consider what people mean when they say a game is too long. Sometimes they simply mean too long for me personally, a matter of taste. Sometimes they mean too long for what it is, implying that the game's length is out of proportion with its substance. Roll 6 dice until you get all 6s, first to do it wins, could take a long time, but hardly rewards the investment of time that it requires. But sometimes they mean that the game felt too long. Usually this is attributable to excess latency. We used to call this downtime. This is a kissing cousin to another popular pet peeve, player elimination. Player elimination is poo-pooed because getting taken out of the game means you're just watching other people play, and that's no fun. Latency can feel similar. You're just watching the other players take their turns. You're not doing the fun thing, making decisions. So it feels like all of that downtime is wasted time. Now, let it be said that increasingly short attention spans are absolutely a contributing factor to this. Games that are analysis-heavy and require deep thought on the part of the players may lead to downtime. But there was a time when we thought that these meaty decisions were a good thing. Now we still want the decisions, but mostly we want to get to make a lot of them.